again want to just bow our hearts before you here this morning, Lord, and humble ourselves under your mighty hand, oh God, and just thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us, Lord. Thank you for what we've heard here already, Lord. Thank you for your spirit. Lord, we do want to take this opportunity to lift up Victor here. We want to thank you, Lord, that there's someone that can stand in the gap, Lord. We pray you'd speak to him, Lord, and to us, Father. And may our ears hear and our hearts understand, God. I just pray for Vic and ask you, Lord, to give him peace. Amen. Help him to trust in you, Lord. Be near him and encourage him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Actually, maybe a couple weeks ago, my wife and I were just talking of being so busy. And I just want to speak some things about the busyness of life. And the Bible gives us a warning about that. We were talking one day or night, I don't remember what it was. We said that, well, we talked about the wedding, Denise and Brian's wedding here, and it was really busy. So, well, after that, it'll slow down. It'll slow down. But to this day, it hasn't slowed down. And yesterday, we was at some minister meetings, and we had broke up in some prayer groups, and some of them had expressed, how do we allocate time for everything that is needed to be done, from family, church life, I don't know. So if anybody has words of wisdom or anything like that afterwards, I'd like to hear that. Yeah, there's so many things to do. Which ones do we say no to? Someone asked me to do something I normally, especially in a church family, I said, yes, I'll do that for you. That's just me. And I enjoy it. It brings me fulfillment when I do those things. So I was going to open it up here. Ask some fathers, what's one thing that they're really busy with right now? Ask mothers, some youth, even some children. So, I'll open it up. Does someone want to say anything? Paul? Anyone else have something that they're really busy with right now? And most of it's related to work. I think of Terry, he's farming. I mean, when farming needs to be done, it needs to be done now. It can't wait. And that's part of life. Any of the mothers have any thing that... And when I was sitting there thinking about, okay, what would mothers have? And I just, I had a hard time coming up with stuff. No, I didn't. All of a sudden, my paper was like, wow. And for me, it was work. Work in the office, maintenance, and that was kind of, you know, in general. So any of your mothers want to answer? School? Okay. You have anything? Baby, yeah. Children, yeah. That's one thing I have down on here, too. Learning? Yeah, I was keeping the family clothed, canning meals, taking care of the sick, taking care of the children, among a host of other things. Now, what about the youth? Any of them have an answer for that? Our children always seem to be busy with something. They're not busy. Wow, we have some church projects. We'll get them busy. Oh, one thing I thought of this time of season, they're really busy hunting for the boys. Maybe they're busy being with friends. What about the children? Any of them have anything they want to say?
I was just thinking this coming week involves a lot of people at the homeschool conference, like that's something you're doing teaching and like maybe members and playing.
Yeah. Children, they're busy too. They're busy playing, helping mom with cleaning, school. But what do we prioritize our time? How do we set these things so we're balanced? I can get out of balance really quick. I really do. If we don't purpose to set work aside and take time for the family, it'll never happen. And when we are old, our children have children, what do you think is going to happen? They're going to pick up right where we left off. But more than that, they will magnify it. It'll be even more. We probably all heard the phrase, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. That holds a lot of weight. It really does. What's dear to our heart? God, family, work, friends. Something I always remember my mother saying, if we don't take time to visit our parents, our children won't take time to visit us when we're that age. It's a purpose in our hearts. A lot of times I can also, as far as work, I could help split it up. But a lot of times I'll say to myself, oh, I don't want to bother anybody. They're also busy. So I'll just squeeze it into my schedule and press on. And then I put down, asking for help, that is something I don't do very well. And we're called to help one another, carry one or each other's burdens. These things are all scriptural. There's warnings that God gives us. I want to read in Mark 4. I want to start in verse 13, and I'll just read down through 20. Verse 19 is really the one I want to talk about then. And it's talking about the seeds, the parable. And he said unto them, know you not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately, and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. And the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruits, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. And it says that the cares of this world, I'm not promoting being lazy and just doing nothing, not providing for our family. What I'm saying is there's a balance. And there's a healthy balance. If someone's in a financial struggle, yes, go to work, because that's what the Bible tells you to do. If someone has a lot of wealth, I don't know exactly right where it's in the scriptures, it says to give abundantly, to help those in need when times do come, and that you can also provide for your own family. Those are my own words, but it's in the scriptures. So where do we put that? Then in Luke 21, I have it in the New Living. I would like to read that, starting on verse 34. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, and the day come upon you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. And I was thinking of this, that the busyness of life leads to doubt and a spiritual disconnection from God. In Psalms 46:10, there's a direct link between being still and knowing that God is truly God. If we're too busy for God, our stillness, thank you, before the Lord will vanish along with our peace. And I think probably one of the bigger things that play in the part of a busy lifestyle is contentment. That's what I find in my own life. The Bible tells us in Timothy 6:6-10, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therefore therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptations and a snare, into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some covet after, they have erred from the faith, pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Do we have to have the next best thing? And there's nothing wrong with having good things. Just to be honest with you, I have I have a hard time, especially tools that I use a lot. I have a hard time buying cheap junk ones. Because I think that could be very wasteful. If you just buy it the first time, if you can, if you're there financially and all that, buy a good one to start out with so you don't have to buy another one later on. But let's be content also. If there's something that I don't use very much, I'll buy a cheap one. It's okay. But being content, I think, has more to do with our life and our busy lifestyles than we sometimes, I personally, care to admit. When we're too busy, what is some things that gets less of our time? Is it God, family, church life? You can go on. The list goes on. Then when we become too busy, then we tend to worry. And when we worry, we become fearful. It has a domino effect all the way down. It doesn't stop here. It continues to go. If we don't stop it, it will continue to go. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And in Isaiah 41:10, it says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, For I'm your God, and I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Through faith, he strengthens us. He becomes ours. And he reaches out to keep us from falling. But that's through faith. If we have no faith, we will fall. And just I have some quotes here that I've seen that I thought are very thought-provoking that I will just close with, and I'll turn the time over to Paul. Whenever we say yes to something, there is less of you for something else. Make sure your yes is worth the less. The decisions you make determine the schedule you keep. The schedule you keep determines the life you live, and how you live your life determines the schedule you keep. And it's just a cycle, and it never stops. And it goes on. So, and then for a challenge to myself, I was planning on this week to make a graft of every hour of the day for a week. And put my time down, what I did, and see what I really spent my time on. I think that would just be something good for each one of us to do, just to see how much time we spend on certain things. And in the business world, businesses, they keep track of time. How much more should we keep track of our time doing good things for God than for this world? Those are just some thoughts I had. I'll just leave you with that. And if something was shared out of context, just let me know. More than glad to hear that. Just pray that you guys were blessed. And looking forward to sharing the day with you guys. Thank you.